going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With the 30th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Maxwell Harrison. Let's go!
I bring juice. I bring being a good teammate. I bring leadership. And I'm going to bring Josh Allen the ball back.
McKinney throws down the middle of the field. Maxwell Harrison, big time pick.
Eludes the pressure and picks it off. A pick six. He eluded the sacks, but Max Hairston's there to take it to the house. 29 yards. Intercepted. It's Harrison again off the carom. Is he going to do it again? Another pick six.
Just a three-man rush for Kentucky. Into traffic, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Maxwell Harrison, and with some running room along the near sideline. And chopped down by Beck inside the 30.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Ah, brings a lot of juice. Good teammate. These are things people have said about Howard Simon in the past. He joins us on the Wester Hotline. I never said those things, but people have told me.
That's good. I don't remember you ever saying those things about me.
We saw you last night at the draft party. It was wonderful to see you as always. Good morning, Howard. Jeremy and Joe with Howard Simon.
I loved your wide receiver shirt. I'm very impressed.
Yeah,
wasn't maybe nice tonight, shirt. Huh?
Maybe tonight. We think maybe double dip it. Defensive tackle, defensive end could be in the mix. We'll see.
Yeah.
No wide receiver in round one. Not a surprise. Instead, a guy that chases wide receivers. Max Harrison, Howard. So, you know, as the board was falling the way that it did, let's talk about this. The Bills pick of Harrison, they go for corner two if we're going to, you know, kind of number them that way. Getting a speedy guy who is going to be, well, I guess they have eyes on him taking away other teams' speed receivers.
It made perfect sense, right? I mean, it in terms of needs, I know you don't draft by need. You go best player available. Yeah. But in terms of need, it was the one glaring need going into the draft last night, right? There were just some years you look at it and go, boy, they really need to fill one position more than any other. It was cornerback. So it made perfect sense. I listened to what Brandon Bean said, and there's a lot of things to like about Harrison. There's a couple things. Joe mentioned one of them. You know, not the biggest guy in the world, not the greatest tackler at this point in his career, but there's a lot to like about him, and it made sense on a number of different levels, because that's the one spot the Bills had to seriously address in terms of finding a guy who could be, if not starter right away, someone who's going to start fairly early in his career.
Yeah, I wonder, you kind of don't know how to feel, I don't know, maybe you know how to feel about Tre'Davious White. He comes back and people are happy. You know, Trey White's back. We love everything about Trey White. The question is, how healthy can he be? What kind of form can he be in? And when he signs, I feel like there's raising of the floor with Trey White and Dane Jackson. And we don't want to put too much pressure on Max Harrison to start right away. But Howard, I want him to start right away. I want this guy to be ready. Yeah. You've got months to go, and you would hope that he can be a first-round pick, can be ready to play, because most of these guys drafted last night are going to be playing for these teams.
No, me too. I mean, I think Trey, you know, Trey White, to a lesser extent, Dane Jackson, are insurance purposes. When they signed Trey White, not one time, guys, did I think, well, there's your everyday starter opposite of Christian Benford. Don't worry about it. You can draft a corner, but he doesn't have to be ready at all in 2025. No, I think he needs to be ready. I'd like to see Hairston win the job out of training camp, and you have Trey White and Dane Jackson and Jamarcus Ingram, whoever you have back there, is depth. To me, I mean, I think Trey White's everyday playing days are long gone because of the injuries that he's had. I love the fact that he's here for two reasons. One, he can teach Hairston. You know, who better to learn from? Plus, it sounds like, heard you guys talking earlier about Hairston last night and his reactions and his infectious personality. Well, that is Trey White. So the two should mesh. I need Trey White to, like, do like a Vulcan mind meld with him and transfer everything he knows about playing the position to him. And if Harrison's not ready, I think it's probably maybe even a combination at cornerback of Trey White and Dane Jackson. Didn't the Bills used to do that? They rotated when Levi Wallace was here. Like, I don't think there's a clear regular everyday starter at cornerback if Hairston's not ready come opening day.
Yeah, I looked up that first game Elam played against the Rams. It was a rotation. Like, he didn't play any snaps on the first drive. He played on the second drive. So I don't know how much they've done that. It's kind of a reaction to Howard did the last game, right? Like, they have to play Elam. Benford goes out. Elam in, a player they clearly showed for years they did not trust. And what have they done this offseason? I mean, now they have a talented first-round rookie at that position and three guys that they trust around him at the position. I don't know. It feels like that maybe that was in their heads, is they had to play a guy they didn't trust in the last game of the year, and it really hurt them.
I think it was absolutely in their heads. Plus, if anything, if that didn't seal the deal as far as where they were going with their first pick in the draft, they obviously decided to, at this point, move on from Rasul Douglas. I know he's still out there, but he wasn't re-signed. I mean, they re-signed some guys, they extended some guys, and they didn't make a move to bring him back. So I think Elam sealed the deal, but you're looking at that game going, you had to look at that game going, well, Elam is a goner, right? There's no way he's going to be on the roster in 2025, which means they have to find somebody to play opposite of Benford. So, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I never ruled out somebody on the defensive line because McDermott and Bean are so big on building your teams up front. And I know you guys are going to have talked, and will continue to talk about day two. You can lock in a defensive lineman coming off the board at some point in round two for the Bills tonight. But cornerback made sense. It was a pressing need.
Yeah, well, the thing about what we've learned today is it's a little board specific. Like we've pointed out, 10 defensive linemen went off the board. But they've still only taken Ed Oliver in the first round.
Right.
In the middle of the defensive line.
Yeah.
And the only other defensive lineman they've taken, interior defensive lineman, is Dwayne Carter. It's a position they have.
In any round.
They have not invested heavily in.
Phillips. Phillips, the other one.
Harrison Phillips.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
It is.
Right. Yeah. So, but they do not invest a lot in the position. And we thought first round would be the target here. And the board falls a different way. So the need, you want to talk pressing needs, Howard. I wonder if Bean will move up, will package future picks, will try to package a fourth or two. I mean, your 2/4 don't move you that much. It's like 10 spots. So if there's a run on defensive tackles early in this second round and they can't get up, I'm not saying like Bean's going to panic, but Bills fans might start to wonder, what is the plan? You don't have anything really there. And if another draft board kind of plays out and you passively miss it, I think people might get a little worried about what they're going to do with that position.
Yeah, I would be too, because I think they do need help at that position. I mean, I like Daquan Jones, but he's a free agent after next season. I'm not sure he's going to be back. And honestly, to your point about drafting, if you look at defensive tackle, in recent seasons, the Bills' plan of operation has been bringing a bunch of veterans to 1 or 2 year deals and just keep changing the cast. It's Ed Oliver and then whoever outside of the drafting of Dwayne Carter. It's Ed Oliver, bunch of free agents. We'll keep turning that position over, which is why I think I thought they would try and get a defensive tackle last night, even though corner was a pressing need, because they haven't addressed it with a really good young player who you can lock in for the next 4, 5, maybe beyond years. It's just been a rotation of veterans. So I would think that has to be the next biggest need for them. Yeah, you could talk edge rusher. We always talk wide receiver. I know some people talk about safety. I think they have to get a really good, promising young defensive tackle prospect who you can come in and go, we're good with Ed Oliver and this kid going forward for a number of years.
So if they do that tonight, one of the two picks is defensive tackle. Do you have a favorite for what the other one should be?
I mean, I'd like it to be wide receiver, some guy who like runs Max Hairston fast. But
yeah, he's got to cover somebody at practice, right? I got to keep him fresh.
I was thinking what would be really cool is at training camp, when you guys are out there doing one of your shows, have you guys, the two of you guys, line up next to Hairston and run, not a 40, run the field, like the 100 yards, and see how much he beats you by.
Okay.
How many? Yeah, ballpark figure.
He'll beat me by 99 yards as I take one step and decide, this race is over.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, better than me, I would have blown a hamstring by yard five. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if they went defense with both positions, because I know they extended Rousseau, but if you look at edge, right, Epenesa is going into the final year of his contract. Bose is only here for 1 year. I mean, the depth chart at edge rusher is so I honestly thought they could take the first three picks in this year's draft and put them all on defense.
Yeah.
Which is not, you know, I know I could hear the excitement in your voice over that, Jeremy, but I'm trying to think like they think and not how I think. And I think, again, build your team from up front. Well, they've got some holes at defensive end that need to be fixed,
and,
too.
You know, a lot of what you end up doing is how the board falls. I'm thinking back to the year where they didn't take Travis Etienne. They were linked to Etienne a million times. And all I really wanted was the Bills to pick with him still on the board so I could know, would you have taken that player? It's one of the things about the draft that we never really get. We never see their boards. We don't know what they would have done if XYZ. What do they do if Malachi Starks is on the board? Does he come in and go over the top of Taylor Rapp? I mean, they just drafted a corner to go over top of Tre'Davious White, who probably doesn't rate on the same level that Rapp does, but he's not off by that much. So would they have taken Starks? Would they have taken Matthew Golden? These are things like we kind of don't know. And as late as they are in this round, this is where the trade-up conversation comes in. To stick and pick means the board fell and you did what you did. I wonder how aggressive they get here. To me, that's the story of this second round as you lay out the glaring needs. You know, three defensive players with the first three picks, I wouldn't even call that a surprise. I think that's probably normal for what expectations would be for them. Then we wonder if they could find a way to get up in the third round, or if they just kind of close up shop for the day. Because they'll be sitting there watching the entire third round, waiting for their early pick in the fourth, and I bet they'd be trying to get back in and not end tonight without three players picked.
I would think so. I mean, they've got 10 picks, right? What are the odds they keep all 10? Do they need to add 10? Are they going to put 10 rookies on this roster and, like, keep all 10? Probably not. I don't know that they even need 10. So I don't have, like, the points chart in front of me. Like, I don't know how much it would cost to move up in round two, or do they have enough other picks to get into round three? But I'd be surprised if they used all the picks, and I would think, you know, I know he stayed put last night, but his track record is when he's got a guy he likes, he does what he can to move up a few spots to ensure they get him. So I would think he'd be aggressive and do everything he can to get, even if they only make one pick today, I would think he's going to do everything he can to get the defensive tackle that he needs and wants.
Yeah.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Anything else in the draft round one stick out to you as interesting? Past the, I mean, the Jaguars trade obviously is going to be the number one story today.
Well, I mean, the whole, like, I was watching ESPN, so Kuiper was, like, apoplectic about nobody drafting Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
But,
as in, the efforts to make the entire draft about Sanders have continued into today.
Yeah, and I thought he was a little too obsessed with it. But, I mean, I think I heard you guys talking about it. I think I don't think it's as much about, like, teams are afraid of his dad and, you know, the swagger around the Buffs program and all that. And teams just didn't think he was that great a quarterback.
Yeah.
So that didn't shock me, although we're so used to 8 million quarterbacks going in round one. It was odd to see the lack of activity until the Giants traded up to get Dart. I liked I did love the Green Bay pick. I know it went over well because it was in Green Bay. But the stat really floored me that they had not taken a wide receiver in the first round since 2002. And I guess maybe when you have great quarterbacks like they did, you just grab a receiver anywhere. It really doesn't matter. But I love that pick. I think that's they really need a wide receiver stud, and I like that. I like Miami picking Kenneth Grant. I know there's a big mess at cornerback for them, and a lot of people were thinking they would go there. I think they need help on the defensive line as well. I like that pick for them. I don't know that anything else really shocked me other than, you know, not seeing a bunch of quarterbacks come off the board, but that was anticipated.
One thing to watch into the weekend. Let me know what you think about this, Howard. Joe and I have a bet. What do the Bills take first before the draft is over? A linebacker or a running back? And that, of course, leads to a follow-up question on your feelings on James Cook, who did not really come up yesterday on draft day. Yep. But, you know, if they take a running back, James Cook's name's going to come up.
I would think they take a running back somewhere in the draft because I just, as it stands right now, I just don't see how the Bills and James Cook agree on a contract extension, certainly not for the price he wants. Even if he comes down a little bit, I still think it's more value than the Bills are going to want to put on him. So in your bet, I would take a linebacker. I would bet they take a linebacker before they take a running back. But linebackers, you know, of other needs that we didn't cover, linebacker. And I know Dorian Williams is here and Bernard's extended, but, you know, Matt Milano's been dealing with injuries. Who knows how much is left with him? I think definitely it's somewhere on day three, they're taking a linebacker. I would think it goes ahead of running back.
Yeah, I guess it does depend, to what you think of Williams for this, even though Milano is still the starter. Because if you treat this as Milano's last year, then are you comfortable with Dorian Williams being their will linebacker after that? And I don't know that everybody would be, even though he was pretty good. Like, we had Chris Brown on last week, Howard, and he loved Williams' season and what he presents, like the athlete that he is. But there also was that there was a blurb from Adam Schefter about the Bills and a linebacker earlier in the week. So even if you like Dorian Williams, I don't think anybody would say that is like set in stone. He is just the heir apparent whenever he's done.
And I, you know, the other thing with running back is, again, I don't think Cook is going to be here, but I also don't think they're trading him. I think he'll be here this season. I mean, you're trying to win a Super Bowl. Keep James Cook. It gives you a better shot. So with a running back, you can just wait and draft one next year, right? That's the one position I don't think anybody is going to panic over and say, well, you got to get a guy in. He's got to get used to the system. He's got to get used to being in the NFL. It's a running back. Just go get a running back. You're deep in the backfield this year, so you really don't have to worry about it. If Cook does leave next year, then address it in next year's draft. So I'd definitely put linebacker ahead of running back and wide receiver in there too. They're going to take a wide receiver at some point. It's just when.
Yeah, Howard Simon on the Wester Hotline chatting about the draft. How are things with the Mets?
Shh, don't jinx it.
Oh, it's good? That means it's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good, but we really don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, that's a healthy little lead I'm looking at there. Just pulled up the standings. Just saying.
You know, would I say something like, wow, you know, Liverpool, forget it.
Talk as much as you want about them. Why need 1 point?
Yeah, they do. They have the kind of lead. They're like have a 27-game lead in baseball, 28 to play.
I would have done this 3 weeks ago, Joe. You would have yelled at me.
No, they've had that lead for about 2 months.
Maybe a month and a half ago I would have yelled at you, though. Yeah, that's probably right.
You got the point. Let's just, April, for gosh sakes. You know, the Mets could wake up tonight and have three or four pitchers' arms having fallen off over the course of the evening, and then Alonso could run into Soto in the parking lot. I mean, it's the Mets. We don't want to jinx it.
All right. Thanks, Howard.
You guys all good? Everybody's okay?
Everybody's good. Yeah. Good to see you last night. Thanks for coming to the draft party. We've got another one tonight if you want to come out tonight.
I am actually
back-to-back nights, Howard out.
I am at the Bisons game tonight doing PA work.
All right. Very good.
So, and I'll try and do Bongo Cam correctly this time.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Howard.
Hi, fellas. Nice to talk to you.
Howard Simon on the draft, chatting to us about Max Hairston and the plan from here. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. What other memeable moments were there? Goodell on the bicycle.
We
were at the draft party.
I couldn't
believe it. We need someone to call in, our draft correspondent, because we're at the draft party and we're kind of saying hi to people. And I didn't hear any breakdown or explanation as to why they rode bicycles out onto the stage. Was that explained?
It's a Packers thing. Howard actually told me about this.
Okay.
He was talking to me and Owen, and it's a Packers thing. They ride their bikes to the practice facility one of the days on, like, when training camp starts.
They do?
I guess, yeah. I guess it's a team thing. They've been doing it for years.
Interesting. The Sabres had that for 2 years.
With Eichel and Reinhart?
They ran the tandem bikes. We had a tandem bike phase here. Yeah, Eichel and Reinhart. Didn't Rex and Rob Ryan ride tandem bicycles, too, into work? We had a few months of that, I think.
Yeah.
And then it ended pretty quickly after that.
Yes. 803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550.
The other Goodell moment from last night. Did you see the hug that he got from Malachi Starks?
Yes.
Lifted off the ground. And I think it was the longest Goodell hug that I've ever seen. Starks was very, very excited. He looked like he also broke Goodell's hand on like the... Goodell goes for the... I don't know if he was going for the handshake or the high five, but Hairston just... Not Hairston. Starks were like... It's like he was trying to break Goodell's wrist, how hard this high five was.
What's better than a draft of a guard and then cutting to a player of a guy that's like in the stands with a big chain, turnover chain around his neck, face paint? Yes! Guard! It's my favorite thing about the draft. Guards are fine. Guards are people too. I don't have a problem with guards. But just, you know that guy's hyped for whatever they're going to get, and then it's just like, all
right,
here's
right,
the pick.
The Seahawks fan. Hey, we drafted Gray Zabel, a guard from North Dakota. Let's go!
Yep.
As if there could be a more boring pick.
Gray Zabel.
Literally. Could it be more... You drafted a guard named Gray.
Love it.
And that Seahawks fan was just going nuts.
803-0550. Okay, so... American Family Insurance Dream Drive, it's tradition. Vince Lombardi's a era beloved part of the training camp experience, both players and young fans. They ride bikes to training camp practice. Thank you. Sal sent that in. All right, good. Lil Wayne was up there.
And Lil Wayne.
Clay Matthews?
No. Yes.
Not Clay.
No, it was Clay Matthews. Oh. You thought it was A.J. Hawk.
I did, but it was Clay Matthews.
That was only his second mistake that he had made in like a 30-minute span, and that was not the worst one. The worst one was when Jeremy thought the guy singing the national anthem, who I think was just a local musician from Green Bay, was Ed Sheeran.
I looked at the screen. I saw a guy with a guitar.
He's like, hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Oh, it's because he had ginger hair.
I looked at him like, yes, it most certainly is not Ed Sheeran.
He had red, shaggy hair and a guitar in his hand. I'm like, who is this guy, Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran?
As someone with a ginger beard, I stand up for gingers everywhere and say we do not all look the same.
Ed Sheeran is way above doing the national anthem in Green Bay, Wisconsin for the NFL draft.
In your opinion.
He is definitely
not
above
in my
that.
Opinion.
I mean, what did... Taylor Swift doing God Bless America for the draft.
Hold on. How many people were there?
Not as many as they say.
125,000 is what they say.
Oh, Ed Sheeran's too good for 125,000 people? Granted, it's one song and it's the national anthem.
In Green Bay in April, I think he's a... Yeah.
You know who I did not see last night? And because of it, I don't feel like it felt like a football event. No Gene Steratore. Where was he?
It really should be your favorite sports event because it is the only one.
No reviews?
Could there be? What would there be a replay? Let's go to Gene Steratore. The clock was about to hit zero, but was the card submitted? What's the whole process of it? I don't think we got there.
803-0550, the baby throwing up.
Yep.
We'll get you the results of the poll. Twitter poll is up about receiver, defensive tackle, defensive end. You get to pick two of the three. What do you want? The two of the three, the results of our poll, and give us a call on it. 803-0550, our phone number. You can give us a ring. Thank you if you're joining us on YouTube on the stream for the first time. We got big numbers today. If you're here for the first time, welcome aboard. Sorry about our faces. This is what we look like every day. The chat you're seeing on the side of the screen, that's a fixture. That's an adventure, the chat. Either way, happy to have you along. We're back in a moment here on WGR.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.